so scared of combat now.
Course, we were all bandsies, so.
Feel like we used to be like combat all the time, and now I'm like, avoid
Yeah.
it. Avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, we haven't done a combat. We've just been doing theater of the mind
We got like
for a while.
traumatized by the dagger situation.
Yeah.
For sure.
There were some pretty epic combats in that.
Yeah.
Some that you lost because you knew you would, or stalemated.
Yeah.
So, all
Some of
right.
them we won. You remember Bridge? Remember
Bridge, yeah.
Yeah.
That we were supposed to
Rush
lose.
Bridge.
Yeah.
Michael did not have enough for us on Bridge.
I did not. No, I learned my lesson though.
I think that was the last time you didn't have enough for us.
All right. Flint. Oh, and by the way, Zariel, you can run Kenna on your turn.
Yeah, I forgot about
Or
her.
if you prefer, you can have her roll her own initiative, but I highly recommend using her
Let's just do
in
that.
tandem.
Just help me remember because I keep forgetting that she's there.
Believe me, I am struggling with the same thing with my familiar in my Christmas Strad game.
I thought you just said
Mike.
Christmas Strad, and I said that sounds fun.
Christmas Strad, yeah, I like it.
Can you put us on the map?
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah, might help if I did that. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but in here it's still quite
Oh, yeah.
frightful.
Okay,
Yeah. Death house.
yeah, exactly. Definite death house vibes.
God, fuck Death House.
All right.
Permanently traumatized, Mike.
Hunter, gunner. Okay.
Permanently. Permanently, I'm fucked.
And encounter. Oh, sweet. That flanks myself, right? Can I run
You would
around this
want.
guy to like that square? Or like
Yep.
here?
Either one is fine.
Does he? Yeah. Okay, so I'll go there and target. Okay, that's already there. Oh, do I need to turn on so Flint runs up and he needs to engage with Celtodon. Do I need to turn it on now?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
I feel like I forgot how. Do I just click it? No. Don't I have it
I
to
believe
respawn?
so.
Oh, here we go. Boom.
Oh, light.
Yeah. Oh, that did it, right?
Lights.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, on
Okay.
top of everything else, some dude is waving this flaming sword all over the place.
Yeah, so you see it, Flint comes and pulls back. Celtodon, you hear him call, Arif. And kind of in one motion, it lights up and he goes for the gunner. Yeah. Sweet. Oh, advantage for the flank? That
Yep,
correct? You
that's
agree?
correct.
Well,
I
shit,
think if 25
15
is going to
damage.
hit.
All right, now I can give my. What? Do I get the 1d8 and the other thing again?
Yes,
Because I already used it.
each round you get the 1d8 Colossus Slayer against one target. And you
Yep.
also get your hunter's mark on him because that's he's marked. So
Yep.
yeah, your first hit of the round is always a humdinger. It
Okay.
should add the plus 1d6 also for your flame damage
That I see, but I
if it
don't see
does
the
it will add it.
1d8.
The 1d8 you got to click. There's it should be a little colored button that says it either I don't remember if it says Colossus Slayer or if it just says plus
Oh,
1d8.
yeah. It says it right. Okay, got it.
And you click that and the Hunter's Mark one.
I just have. Oh, yeah. Nice. Thank you. I got it then.
Damn.
Crunch. Okay. Oh, I just healed him somehow. What the fuck? Okay, let's try that again. All right, I'm going to have to manually do it.
I don't see Nick on the scimitar, I just see Bex.
Yeah, don't, yeah, doesn't matter. Okay, all right, so that's your one attack. So, yes, with your Nick attack, you can make a crossbow attack. And since you also have point blank, it's not going to be at disadvantage. It's just a regular shot now.
Yep. Gosh, where are you?
You gave yourself disadvantage and you still managed to. Oh, okay. It gave you the disadvantage for some reason. But it didn't roll it. That is weird. Anyway, 27 hits for sure.
Okay, sweet. Damage. 9. Cool.
Very good. Yeah, so that was one attack. Now you have your second attack.
Celtodon. With advantage. Attack, advantage. Sweet.
23 hits.
Hits. And then neither Corey nor Slater still, right?
Correct.
Correct.
Still good.
Still quite decent.
And repeating crossbow hits. 10. All right, boy.
Beesh. Holy shit.
Severely injured?
God damn, man.
He's a beefy boy, but you just took a shitload out of him. Damn it.
Goosh. Raw.
I like that the end of it's just like pew pew.
Thunk.
Yeah, you got the
awesome. All right.
Thank you. That was awesome.
You got your bonus action, and you got 20 movement left if you wish to use it.
Yeah. We're gonna bonus action. Not that. Bonus action, disengage, and move. Well, yeah, bonus action, disengage, and I'm going to move one square behind Rock.
Okay. All right.
Next round will be faster, but yeah, 4 attacks, guys. 4.
That's pretty awesome.
Insane.
Pretty sweet.
Okay, Roth, you're up.
Yeah. Does a 27 hit?
I think a 27 will hit.
Six.
Okay, it should do more than that. It should do 9. I'm not sure why it didn't do 9. I'll figure that out. But
wait, why should it do 9?
Or, actually, I'm sorry, 7. Because your shield's a +1 shield.
I dragged it into my hot bar. But I still did 2-handed.
I'll look at your shield. It's fine. It does at least 7.
Okay.
Actually, you and I, we need to get together. We need to talk about how to get what choices you want to make on your shield for masteries.
Okay.
Because that's a new thing.
We should probably sit down and look at the whole thing. There.
Yeah. Wouldn't hurt. It does not kill him. But he is...
fine.
All right. Is that your bonus action? The bonus action
That's
one?
My bonus action. That's my free bonus action.
Okay. Now he's real close. Stiff Breeze.
Now he's real close? He's real close.
Yep. Real close now.
Cool. And I'm going to go ahead and extra attack. I'm just announcing it now. Does a 24 hit?
Yes. Have you guys rolled anything lower than a 23 or a 24?
Did I kill him?
You did. Yes. Tell me how you did this.
Woo! Kind of gruesome, to be honest. The first one was the shield and the smite, and then I took the shield from going this way to going horizontally, and I went like straight at his head.
Ugh,
a little brutal that time. Got a little carried away, to be honest. Smash.
Sorry, like, our boy is growing up.
I'm a little like, this is like a classic, like, I'm not actually a barbarian, but I'm feeling the juice right now. Okay? I'm going to step over the body and get lined up right over. Why can I not move correctly? Okay, hold on. Technical difficulties. Okay, I'm going to move there.
Okay.
And end my turn.
Oh, you have a little blue bar for key points there, I think. Is that what you were thinking?
Yes.
Of?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I didn't actually notice that last time, so that's awesome. I have a technical question, or a rules question, I guess. I think, what is, all these guys are inside, I don't know, what is it, Everard's tentacles or something? Can I stand outside from them and attack them with them being inside without being affected?
Yes. And this isn't Hadar or anything. It's not blackness, as far as I know. It's not darkness.
Right. Yeah.
I believe this is just difficult terrain for them.
Yeah. And you should have advantage on the restrained ones. Which are these top two.
This gunner over here is to get there. I can't tell if the effect is actually in the square above the, like, this square here, is that actually being covered by the effect? Okay, so I can.
You know, can you see the template? If you see the color of the template.
Yeah, I see the template.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just follow the template.
Okay. Then I'm going to use, let's see. I'm going to move up to. Going to move up to this thing, including jumping over this area here where I can't actually walk through without getting affected. But I'll jump this way and then come over to here. And our gunner is restrained. So
which gunner is restrained?
This guy all the way over here.
Did you grab him? Sorry.
No,
he's got restrained
by a tentacle.
Oh, that counts as restrained. I didn't catch that. Sorry.
Yeah, the tentacles got him.
Oh, got it. That's cool. That's really cool.
All right. 27 will hit.
That's a good one. And I'm going to also take this sneak attack on him. Oh, there it is. Let's see. Again, I'm not sure how to trigger that sneak attack because it just wants to trigger my next attack.
You want to hover over him and press T to target him.
Oh,
and
right.
That should do it.
I have to target it. There we go. Yes, that's correct.
Or the game, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, the sneak attack is good. Did you roll damage for those dice?
I didn't see
a damage roll.
No, I didn't yet.
Okay. Okay.
And then that will be the first dagger. The second dagger. Second dagger come in. Oh, that's a miss. But that's okay. Because I have a great chance to kick him in the head. Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, you didn't roll advantage for either of those, actually. Oh,
you're right. I did not. Try it again.
I think a 24 will do it.
That does help. And then... roll the unarmed attack.
26 will also hit. You guys are rolling bonkers. Yeah. High or bonkers low.
Easy to beat up on restrained guys, yeah, though, so.
Yeah.
And I think that will end my turn, I think.
Would help if you roll some damage for me on both of those.
Oh, did I miss? Gosh.
I mean, if you don't want to damage, that's
fine. I just totally forgot how to play D&D in the last few days. I don't know.
It's fair.
It happens.
All right. Okay, so... all right, looks like 10. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Or is that...
that's my turn.
Okay. All right, the scout is up. And he took some damage from the crap, the acid crap on him. All right. He is going to use his action to rub off the crap. And I believe he can make a strength...
yep.
Throw at the end of his turn, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
His strength is not good, so.
Nope.
Nope. Still restrained.
Still
okay. All right, Hunter is up. Okay. He is just a big, I'm just refreshing myself with his abilities. He's just a big bruiser. All right, he's going to heft his great axe, or battle axe, I should say, and take some shots at Roth.
Good, good, let it come.
I don't think an 11 is going to hit.
I would think no.
And his second attack. I think a 25 will, though.
I guess. Hmm. Bring it.
All right. It does 7 damage, which is reduced to 4, which is hardly anything.
Oh, do you want me to do it?
I got it.
Okay. I'm happy to do my own damage if you want.
Good to know. I'll keep that in mind. Looney is up.
Look, I'm
also, so... why was it halved? Is it from one of my things?
Your aura?
Your aura is...
Which the O's were?
Both. Yep.
Okay. There's so many... There's I have 2 auras.
Yeah, you got one that improves... the paladin one that improves all of the saving throws, and then you have one that reduces damage by... You are spellcasting modifier. Yeah. Oh, you're hitting it with another brew, huh?
I have to. I can't. Can I? Am I hitting all three of them? I'm like not zoomed in, and I can't see the bottom.
That's probably. I can.
It's like there.
You got the ranger and the scout at least. Yeah. I'll roll for all of them.
The two restrained ones have disadvantage on this roll.
Okay. And this is a dexterity?
Dexterity, yep.
Didn't ask me for some reason.
It's 15.
All right, 17, even with disadvantage on the one. Seven, definitely a no-no. And the hunter. A two.
Okay.
All right, so these three all...
And actually, what happened? I don't remember what happens if...
I believe it affects them on the start of their turn.
Yeah. If they save, then I think nothing happens. It's not like a half.
Yep.
And I cast it at second level, so it's 4d4 damage.
Okay, we'll keep track of that and make sure that it does the proper amount.
Okay, and then she's just going to walk kind of around this table and duck. Get some cover behind the table.
Okay. If that's everything, the gunner is up. Okay, so he is restrained and hurt. He yells to one of the other hunters. He says, "Olaf, you big oaf, get over here and help me." And then he is going to turn his shotgun on you, Noctis.
Jesus.
Since he can't really attack normally, you don't have to really aim with a shotgun. He's going to hit you with a point blast. Point blank.
Uh-oh.
Why did it not? Activity. Scattershot. There we are. All right. Make me a dexterity saving throw, Noctis. DC 14.
Okay.
Well, a 26 is going to do it. So you will take half damage.
Ooh.
Still enough to bloody you. It still hurts.
Yeah.
But, you know, shotgun in the face will do that to anyone.
Can you catch a point-blank shotgun bullet?
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't know. Monks can do weird shit.
Yeah, can you... What? Maybe you can do something about that. Your redirect or something.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have the reduce... So I can reduce it to how much? 1d10 plus dex plus mod. So 1d10 plus 4 plus 6. So I could reduce it by how much? Let's see what my 1d10 is.
All right. So you managed to reduce it by more than the damage that was dealt to you. So doesn't that mean you could spend a focus point and redirect it or something?
Well, yes, if you consider that to be a ranged attack.
I would. It's a ranged attack, even though it's got a template. I would call it a ranged attack.
Okay. Then that's what we're going to do. And we're going to redirect it to this guy, the slightly injured dude here. Let's see. What do I have to do? He has to succeed in a dex saving throw, or I get to roll damage.
Sixteen. That is probably enough, I think.
It doesn't actually say what the DC is on there. There must be.
It's 8 plus your proficiency plus your dex mod. So 8, 9, 10, 11. What's your dex mod?
4.
Yeah, I think he makes it.
Yeah, he made it. Okay.
But still, a bunch of shrapnel or shot goes over his head. And he's like, hey, what the fuck?
Well, you know, when you shoot other people.
And then he's going to make a strength saving throw here. And not get it. He's not very strong.
What you get with a bunch of gunners and archers.
Yep. Okay, gunner's done. Zariel, you are up.
I'm going to pop up from behind this table and go boo and put a curse on this guy. Okay. And would you allow Kenna to help me?
Yep. Depending on what she's doing.
So I'm going to try to shoot an Eldritch Blast at the hunter, and so I want her to use her tail to help direct my arm towards him, I guess.
I would say that if you want her to help you with an attack on somebody, she would need to walk up and use the health action next to him.
Oh, next to them?
Basically harass him.
Sure.
That's one thing I'm very used to doing with my familiar.
Does this give Roth flanking? Well, why not?
Okay. Flanking with a tiny dragon?
Yes, okay. I will have her distract him a little bit. And then
that means your first attack, or really anybody's first attack against him, next attack against him is going to get the advantage.
I'm definitely going to attack him. Not great.
18 will hit.
Why is it 1d8? Isn't it like 1d12 or 10 or something?
It's more than that. Did you use force damage or did you use... Okay. Well, tell me, are you using force damage or are you turning this into a physical attack with your shadows? Are you making solid shadows or are you using magic?
A solid shadow, yeah.
All right, then you can add a 1d4 to that.
Okay. We've established that I'm a shadow person. And then it also didn't add my curse damage, so I'll add the d4 and a d6.
Okay.
And right. I will repelling blast him. So he's pushed 10 feet straight back, which I think we'll put in here. So now he makes a strength saving throw.
Oh, really? Anybody who even enters it has to, huh?
I know he's strong, so it probably won't work, but we'll try.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah, okay, he passed. Okay. I'm gonna shoot my second bolt thing at him. Okay.
21 will hit.
I think the curse is only once, probably, right?
Yeah, once per round until later. Okay.
I think I'm actually going to repelling blast him again. Because I think it's still difficult terrain, even if he's not restrained, so he'll have a hard time getting out.
That is correct, yep.
And I'm going to duck down behind this table again, because I'm a little squishy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the ranger is up. He is going to walk up to his fallen buddy.
What now?
And he's going to pick up his buddy's shotgun.
I've been waiting to push that button for 3 sessions.
There you go. Nice job.
Oh, thank God.
All right. And as he pulls it up, he's got this look on his face that just says that he's been coveting this thing for a long time.
You're welcome.
And is happy to have it. And then he's going to turn around and use it. Gonna use a scatter shot.
On who?
On.
I killed his friend.
Oh yeah, he's using it on you, Kenna, and Aluni.
Bring it.
It's my kill, Kenna.
Are you rolling for Aluni, or do you want me to?
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Okay. Roth, you only will take half. Everybody else will take the full 17.
Ouch.
Oh, Aluni's just too far from me. Damn it.
Is Kenna in the aura?
Kenna is in the aura.
Yeah, the oath sworn.
Did that work? I think it worked itself, yeah.
Yep.
That's 10 feet. Wait a minute. Where'd that guy go?
Okay. That was one of his shots, and then he's going to take the other one and do a second shot, this time at, he's going to move back a little bit and see if he can hit. Move that way. Take another shot. Trying to aim, hit more than. All right. He was trying to get more than that, but that's all he can manage. still going to be 15 damage.
20 from Kenna.
There we go.
Hey, Flint, you're getting shot. Roll me a dex saving throw.
Is there a...
Oh, yeah, I'm in that one.
Okay. Attack of opportunity or something that I missed?
No, he didn't move out of a...
I meant the hunter that I missed.
No, well, actually, Kenna might have been able to do a claw attack against him. Did he move out of range of her?
See.
I don't remember.
He was moved here and went there. So technically, that's in her spare. She could. She could get him.
Sting instead, or does it have to be a bite?
I would think it has to be a bite.
It won't let me. I'm just going to roll a d20. I'm assuming 19 plus whatever her mod is hits.
Yep.
Okay, so that'll do 1d4 plus 6. 8.
Okay. So let's see, Kenna picks why is it doing that? It heals. It's healing people instead of.
Why are you healing them? That sucks for
I
us.
I do not understand.
We'll never win.
Oh, that's why. It's got the default is set to fucking heal because. Boo. All right, let's try that again.
There's a little blood drop down there. Just roll in on Kenna. Is that bloodied?
Yeah, she's bloodied. This is why you don't put your familiar in fights.
The icon is cool. I had to scroll way in to really see the definition of
it. There's a an invocation you'd be able to take, Zariel, that might help with that in the future. And then he said he's going to take 6 damage.
Yes. Someone fuck that guy up, please.
A fucking boomstick.
Yeah.
He is.
Glad the other guy didn't.
He's concentrating on a mark, Hunter's mark somewhere, but I don't know who he's got marked. Oh, Noctis. Okay, you're safe.
How do I know how much damage I got from that? Oh, you just added it because it screwed it up, didn't it?
Yep. Yep. Okay, so the hunter takes 0 d4. Okay, we'll try that again. 44.
44. 44?
Oh, 4 d4.
And then
for 8. All right. And he is not. Okay.
Yeah, I think he's the only one that's escaped.
Ooh, all right. Sorry. Which guy?
The guy down here at the bottom.
He escaped?
Yeah.
Is there a reason he's still in the...
He resisted the tentacles, so he fought that off.
Sorry. I heard escaped, and I'm like, what?
I will say it would have been difficult terrain for that one little bit to get out, in case that matters.
Is that entering or exiting? I've always wondered about that. If you're in difficult terrain, is it extra to leave or not? Regardless, he has enough movement. to get where he's going, and cannot take another opportunity attack. And he's flanking Flint with his buddy now.
That sucks.
Next. I think 26 is going to hit. For 12. And then a second shot. 25 is also going to hit. For 12 damage. Crunch. Flint, you are bloodied.
That's a dude. Big one.
I can't even see now.
Hey, Artemis. The ranger is up. She's going to take 0d4. Let's roll it. Nine damage for her. I'm trying to run away. Okay, God. What is she gonna do? She is going to curse at a loony. She is going to mark a loony with a hunter's mark. And then she's going to use her other action to get rid of that crap that's dissolving her. And then she is going to try to escape. Nope. Not good enough.
Okay, she'll take 3d6. Damn, that's a good roll.
Ouch. She starts to cough up blood a little bit. So a little help here. Now she has to make a concentration. She's at the bottom there.
That's here. Oh, that's here. Oh.
Right there.
Okay. Somebody call her.
All right, new round, top of the round. Flint, you are up. You're getting beat down.
Yep. I'm going to whack that guy. Normal. That's for the ranger. With the ranger's got the gun, right?
Ranger's got the gun.
He's got a gun. 20
to hit.
20 hits.
Wait, what was that song?
I don't have Hunter's Quarry on him, but I am in a Slayer.
I was thinking of that kid with the knife.
Hell yeah!
And he's like, it's got a knife! No!
I think I was thinking of, like, Les Mis or something. Okay. I don't know.
I'm gonna... since I nicked him, I'm going to crossbow.
I didn't see a damage attack on that.
Oh,
did you roll damage?
Oh, didn't I? I thought it was 17.
That's the attack roll.
My attack roll is 20.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, did I roll attack Weird. Again instead of... Oh, I bet I hit attack
I think you did.
Damage.
There we are. 14. Okay.
14. Sweet. 26 to hit. That hits on repeating crossbow. Another 6 points of damage. Wait, why is he getting that?
He has a hunter's mark active, so he had to make some concentration saving throws.
Oh, he does. Got it.
Yeah. You said another 6 damage? Active.
Yep. And then he's going to get another attack, second attack. 16 to hit?
Ooh. Barely hits.
Oh, good. 11.
11 damage, alright.
Extra attack? Or, like, nick attack?
Hits.
Christ.
8.
Alright. He's concentrating hard. And then the last one gets him. He concentrated through all three attacks before him, and then the last one he drops it.
God!
Okay, I'm gonna bonus action disengage and go... Well, I'm gonna go here and then I'm gonna go back. By Zarya.
Jesus, you okay?
Oh, fucking, what is that thing? I don't know if I've even seen that.
You've never seen a gun before?
I don't think so.
No! Aluni has just, like, these hearts in her eyes. She got hit by it. She's like, God, that hurt. It's beautiful. All right, Roth, you're up.
Did that hunter that was in front of me get booted?
Yeah.
So sorry. My question was earlier, did I miss an opportunity attack on the Yeet or no?
I think
no, because he was pushed.
He was too fast, too furious.
Yeah. If he opted to move himself, you would have gotten to bonk him. But since he got pushed by the spell, you didn't have the chance.
I was just asking, just because, like, I also, like, if they disengage, I can still hit them.
That's right. You got Sentry.
Was Sentinel?
Sentinel. Yeah, that's what it's right. Yeah.
Sentry's 100 years. Okay. I guess I'm not healing people. I was going to, but people are too far. I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to move
out of the way of that.
Right into the same space that Flint was in.
Wow. God.
Because that's how Roth rolls.
And, yeah, I was going to go Hunter, but I got to go Ranger just because he'll want to protect people. Okay, let's just keep this easy, folks. Like, I'm not going to get, you know, over my skis here.
21 hits. Okay, 10 damage. He's hurting.
Oh, whoops, wrong thing. Sorry. Accidentally pressed my grapple.
All right.
This.
It's enough.
Yes.
It's gotta be.
It's been like a Flint Roth, like 1-2. Every time.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm taking kills, which is a problem for me.
Yeah. I have two notes. Continuation of dwarf fight. Roth brutally killed their leader. Which I don't actually know if we've seen Roth kill anyone, like in the real world.
No, this is a different. Roth is, like, really having a hard time figuring out who he is. There's some like, layover from the resurrection. Weird. It's not feeling right.
We're all murderers now.
Yeah, Roth is feeling, like, very emotional right now, and he's like, uncontrollably angry right now, which is not him at all.
They did, like, pick him out to go fight him, you know.
I don't know.
This is not murder.
This is not Roth. This is not real Roth here. But anyway, well, I think I'm gonna go ahead and just spin around on the spot. Then can I extra attack?
Yep.
Can I grapple?
Yeah. That can be your attack as a grapple.
Yep.
I'm gonna try unarmed strike grapple.
Yep. Unarmed strike grapple.
All right. He manages to wrestle himself out of your grasp.
I'm going to lucky that one.
All right, so a reroll for him.
Yep, I will.
Well, he is grappled.
Thank you. I'll just add it on my character sheet. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. Fucking lucky.
So are you pushing him, proning him, or grabbing him?
Oh, I'm full on grabbing him. Like this is a, like, people should be looking at Roth with concern at this point.
Yeah, like, we are.
He murdered two people, and now he turns around and he full body dives at this guy.
Oh, man.
Full body. So, like, I'm actually technically prone as well. So, it's, yeah, it's, Roth is not himself at this moment, and there you go. That's the turn.
If you're prone, they get disadvantage on attacking you from a distance.
Oh, my God, perfect. I'm prone. Never let them see your next move. I was going to be prone and have it be bad. I'm okay with good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right. Noctis is kind of pissed off now about the last round with that guy with the shotgun. So he's gonna start by just looking at that guy and saying, that was a mighty big flash, but as my master always said, and he snarls this out, the brightest flame dies first. And he's kind of mad, so he's not even going to use his daggers. He's going to do a bunch of unarmed strikes.
Sounds like a monk thing.
Yep. It is definitely a monk thing. That guy is still restrained, right? Yeah. Good.
Yep. It would help if you rolled something better than a 7, though.
Yeah.
You're just a little angry.
Okay. I got some more. It's my second attack.
There you go.
That hits.
Very good. And then I'm going to go with Flurry of Blows. So let me use that, and then
a critical hit.
A critical. There we go.
Your first crit.
Hell yeah. I were rolling well.
I got one more after this, too, so.
Oh my god. You guys with all your things. Oh, Reed, by the way, I love the sweatshirt. I know I've said it. I still
what
love
does it. Say?
I am enough.
Oh, nice.
So good.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love it. Billy and I saw that one together. Saw it with Brian.
That's true. Yeah.
All those ones I missed were just were just distractions so I could get that critical.
Awesome.
He is also now coughing up blood.
And I think that's actually everything I can usefully do right now.
Okay, the scout takes 44 damage.
44?
All over an egg, guys. We better get
must have been some great omelet you're going to make.
Some egg.
All right, he is going to spend his action to get rid of the acid. What else can he do? He's different than everybody else. Nothing while he's fucking restrained. So he will make his obligatory, probably useless attempt to escape.
Oof, one, two shorts.
God. Imagine how this combat would have gone without that restraining.
Yeah, that choke point at the door, like, really.
No, it's super clutch.
Yeah,
but I'd be very upset if a loony leaves us. We need our CC.
Don't look at me. I got a little CC.
I'm gonna need to find some.
This guy is going to. The hunter is going to kind of wade through the tentacles here and do his best here to help the scout. Actually, no, he's going to help his girlfriend.
Ooh. Yeah, that makes sense.
He's going to use an athletics check, which I'm going to consider a strength saving throw. The damn thing is going to let... There it is. Nope. Okay, and since he is ending his turn in it, is he going to take... Actually, he can
I think he makes out the rest save. Of the way. Yeah, probably he would make the save 5, again, 10, 15, I think.
20, 25, 30. Okay, he did get out. But that is his action. Okay. Aluni is up.
Okay. Aluni is going to pick up, like, I don't know, a beer mug on the table in front of her or something. And just go, "Why won't you die?" And chuck it at this girl. Using catapult. Yes. Okay, I don't exactly know how this template thing works.
Think it.
Oh.
All right, so it flies in a straight line hitting the first person.
So I think what happens is the first guy gets a dexterity save, and then if he makes it, then it would hit her, and then she would try a dexterity save.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
So him first. He's dexterous, so
he does have disadvantage.
Okay. 4.
Okay, so it hits him.
A little natural one. Yep. 3d8, so he took 12 damage.
Yeah. Was a mad. That was a mad keystroke.
Okay. Anything else you're doing?
Duck back down behind the table.
Smart.
Yeah.
Like, she just, like, pops up.
All right. The gunner, let's see. He has shot twice. So he needs to use his bonus action to reload. He is going to try once more to empty the scattershot into Noctis. Ooh, that's a nice hit. Give me a dexterity saving throw, Noctis.
Yep.
No.
Oh, right. He takes the full 17.
Well, let's see if
you want to use your attempt to reduce?
Yes. All right.
Okay, that's amazing, though.
Bucks are so cool.
Reduce
the they are so fucking cool. All right, so you take 3 instead. Can't redirect it, though.
Yeah. But Noctis can. As
it just
reaction,
clips you a little bit.
That's awesome.
All right, and here's his strength saving throw. 10. I am rolling like absolute garbage.
And bludgeoning damage.
Doesn't help that they have 9. Oh, okay. His eyes start to bleed.
Yep.
There's a sickening crunch as his ribs give way. And he can't even speak anymore. He's gurgling, and there's just bloody froth just oozing out of every orifice he has now.
I'm curious how Noctis is feeling about this happening right in front of him.
What was that?
I'm curious how Noctis is reacting to this happening immediately in front of him.
I think Noctis is cool with it, given this guy just tried to kill him twice. And he's probably a little impressed because he didn't really expect that this level of badassery, I guess, on his chance met encounter companions. But he's not going to let you know that.
All right. Speaking of Zariel, you are up.
Okay. Would you say that Kenna is strong enough to carry a gun?
I would ask her to make an athletics check. It wouldn't be a very high DC, though. I'd say maybe 8 DC.
Carry the gun or fire the gun?
Just carry
it, like fly with it or like grab it and drag it, because grabbing it and dragging it I would let her do if she's trying to lift off with it.
I want her to fly over to this guy, just pick up the gun and like get it a little bit away, basically.
Okay. Yeah, no problem with that.
I can't move out under this dead guy.
Okay, here, I'll move in.
Yeah, so they took her, like, 30 feet to get there, so I don't know, like, half movement or something with the gun.
That's fine. Yep.
I'll just move her kind of up here, drop the gun, crawl under the table.
Okay. That's awesome. I love it.
Just don't want someone else picking up this fucking gun.
Yeah.
Okay. I hadn't figured out what Zariel was doing, though. Okay, so Roth is, like, on the ground with this hunter guy, right?
Yep. They're rolling around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will curse him. And do I apply active effects? I don't know. And then I'm gonna, in his head, say, I think this is what we call a you fucked up, and cast Dissonant Whispers on his brain. I'm just gonna do first level, I think.
A 3 is not going to cut it.
Fail, so he takes 12 psychic damage plus a d6 of whatever the fuck her other damage is, plus 2. Okay, this won't work, but he must try to immediately use a reaction to move as far as his speed allows away from me.
Okay.
So.
Well, he's trying. He's not going anywhere, though. He's like, ah!
Okay, I think that's all I got. Do you want us to end our own turn? I forget.
If you want to, yes. All right, well, speak of the devil, the hunter. Now, does he have to roll a save or something to to resist that, or is it just once?
Look at it again. A failed save takes damage, must immediately use its reaction if available to move as far as speed allows away from me. So I think it's only like in that instant he has to try.
Okay.
So whatever you think on his action, I guess.
All right. Okay, he's going to try... Since you're... So, Roth, describe to me, how are you grabbing this guy?
I'm laying on top of him.
Laying on top of him, okay.
Hey, have you seen wrestling?
Uh-huh.
I'm in a wrestling move.
Okay.
Grapple right. Being, like, actual.
He is going to try to escape... The grapple then with an athletics check.
He will not.
He will not.
You didn't even have to roll, I told you.
I should have listened.
I know. Just save yourself some time.
Alright. Ranger here. She is going to. She's already gotten rid of this nasty crap. So she is going to try once more to escape. I am going to give her advantage, though, because the other guy is pulling on her.
Yeah. That's fair.
And why did it roll for the hunter? Oh, because I used his sheet. Let's see what the roll was. 17. Yeah, she rolled higher than that. So, okay, she is finally free. And I'm going to say as part of that move, the two of them get yanked.
Yeah.
But that is all she can do. Top of the round, round four. Flint is up.
Sweet.
Okay, so just, you know, you still would have advantage on the two guys in the tentacles. If that's who you want to attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna go. Is that the good flank right there? That's a flank spot? I think that's a flank spot. Yeah? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You see the flash of flame as once again Celtodon seeks its prey.
All right.
Oh, I forgot to put on 1d8.
Just roll a d8.
I hit a 1d8.
Yep. Okay.
Then. Boink. Boom. Okay.
Yep.
Severely injured. Okay.
He's hurt.
We're gonna hit him again. Stabby stab. You see Flint looking fluid in practice.
Getting into the swing of things, so to speak. Woohoo! That was enough. Just enough.
Sweet. And then
I feel like his head explodes just into Roth's face.
How do you kill him?
I put myself in that spot.
Do you explode anything, or no? Is it just like you just did?
I think Flint will come over here.
It just moves on already.
Yep. No. How are you killing? How are you killing him?
Let's see. Flaming sword. I think he's going to find a gap in his armor and run him through like the belly. Like a big stabby stab.
All right, and you still have a Nick attack.
Okay, I was wondering if I
could. From your.
Yep. Okay.
And if it's against that gunner, you'll get advantage because he's restrained.
Bam.
Yep. You don't even need to roll. Woo! Unless you're curious what you got because he had 2 health hit points left.
Eight. So that one, he's just going to stick a bolt like right through an eyeball, the left eyeball. Boink!
I just had him right where I wanted him.
There's still another restrained one. You got him.
KS, what can I say?
All right, anything else you want to do with your bonus action or remainder movement?
No, I don't have any more movement. Bonus action, I don't think so. One sec. No. Nope. I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Do I click the next turn? How do I end my own turn?
Click your picture.
At the bottom.
Oh, there you go.
That works. Sweet. Yep. Roth.
Michael, I'm going to need you to turn your messages linker on, because I've been trying to message you.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Last week, this week, I just had things I have to tell you.
I used to have a desktop app of my messenger, and they just stopped supporting it. They're like, it doesn't work anymore. Fuck you. So I found a workaround that kind of works like an app, but it doesn't actually like yell at me. And after a certain time of night, also my phone doesn't beep. So thank you for letting me know.
If there's another way you want us to message you, let me know.
Yeah, whatever way we should in game.
All right, I will. Yeah, maybe texting me. Just remind me to take off Do Not Disturb. That will help a lot. Yes, the answer to your question is yes.
Great. So I'm still grappling this guy. I'm going to go ahead. Wait, hold on. I did it wrong. Hold on. Okay, like that, like this, like this, like this.
My God, you're so annoying.
I'm going to lay on hands the guy who I'm still grappling to make him alive again.
What?
And then I'm going to punch him in the face.
Jesus.
Really? Holy shit. Roth!
You took his
Roth!
I'm not doing well.
Holy shit.
No, you're not. Okay. So he wakes up. He's like, and then you just, what do you do to him then?
That's it. I just punch back in the face.
Oh, God. That's the new one.
We need to give some context here. We had this fight where Zariel really wanted to kill someone and Roth really didn't want her to kill someone. And they were like, fighting damage versus lay on hands. So this is like extremely out of character for him.
Yeah,
this is extremely out of character.
Roth does not kill. It's like his whole thing, being like the light.
He's freaking Superman and Batman about that.
Yeah. Then he will stand. Is that half my movement?
Yep.
He'll stand, and then he'll sprint this way and vault over the railing. You want to check for that, or?
Yeah, but just don't roll a one, and you'll be fine.
Okay, got you.
Give me an athletics.
I have plus on things, so I guess a chance.
Yep.
Yep, okay.
You vault just fine.
Cool. Then I have, can I use my extra attack?
Yep, you can. You have an attack left, so yes. 19 hits.
I'm going to lucky that damage.
I don't know if you can technically do that.
Can I do that or no?
It's only D20.
You can only do it on the attack.
Yep.
That's fair.
Checks and saves and stuff.
I think that's all the things I can do.
I think so.
Yeah. Everything else is action plus action. Okay. Cool.
And what kind of state is Roth in as he's doing this?
He's not blinking.
He's not blinking.
I don't think he's blinked the whole round. So before you saw him, like, you know, like the first one was like a little shocking. The second one felt easier. The third one was definitely like a psychotic thing. And then like the sprint over the bar was very intense. And like he's like breathing heavy because he was like running, and then now he's completely calm and silent. Like he was like full like breathing heavy, and now it's just like his heart rate is, you know, 55 right now.
Oh boy.
And dessert.
And
so. All right, Noctis.
All right. Noctis is going to run over here, glaring hard at Flint as he passes. He's actually avoiding all this junk. He just doesn't look like it. Oh, he's not then. Okay, there we go. He comes over to here, and he's going to target this ranger down here. And first thing will be Daga. I'm assuming that
probably hits.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
The damage for that.
Either be the 16.
And then the sneak attack. Oh, I don't have the sneak attack on this one. Oh, well, too bad. And then the next one is the regular dagger. Is 17 good?
Yep. And you won't have to roll unless you're just curious how much damage you did. She was at 2.
Okay.
For some reason, your thing is subtracting D4s, doing 1d8, which is fine.
What?
Plus 4, and then it's subtracting minus 1d4.
Minus
1d4.
Why
is it doing that?
Yeah, I see that.
I've never seen that in my life.
I have never seen that either, and I have no idea. Reduce. Okay, you are under the effects of a reduce spell for some reason. I fixed it before.
There we are. So it's 4. Not because I just got caught running through the tentacles here, I guess.
Nope. That is wild.
Yeah.
It's just totally random. A spell that we have never used in all 72 sessions that we've played was affecting your character for some reason.
Okay. Fine. And then... All
right. Anyway, yes, you kill
her. Great. That was my first attack. And for my second attack, but she is restrained, or he is restrained, so he does get advantage.
Hits. Nice. 12 damage.
And I am taking the sneak attack on that one. And then the second dagger attack.
That will miss, actually.
Okay.
Barely.
Fine. And then I... It's still not done. And then we are going to do, as soon as I can get the button here, another flurry of blows.
Ooh. 18 hits.
Damage. Let's see.
7, yeah.
And then one more. Nope, I'm guessing that fails.
That fails.
Yeah. But, all right. And that is my turn for now.
Okay.
For now.
Scout is up. He is still restrained. He is going to just try to take his hand axe and do something with it. Disadvantage from restraining. 16. I don't think 16 hits.
Not me.
Second attack. 7 definitely hit. Does not hit.
7 hits.
And then he is going to make his strength check. And I roll a 4. I have not rolled more than one save this entire night.
I think 11 might crush him to death.
Yep. All right, describe how he gets crushed.
Okay. He's trying to keep his head above the tentacles, which are, like, slowly growing, and they, like, bury him and go, like, down his throat and stuff and suffocate him.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. And he was basically doing this with his axe, just kind of like... All right. The hunter is up next. He takes one look around the room and takes the disadvantage... I mean, takes the disengage action.
He doesn't know what's going to happen.
All right. Roth, do you wish to do something?
I look at him dead in the eyes, and I say, run.
All right.
What did you say?
I said run. I said it very quietly, run. Though.
That's so ominous.
Noctis, I believe you might also have...
I believe I do!
Are you going to let him run?
No. I was just waiting for Michael, but if Michael's not going to do it, I'm going to do it. Oh, fail.
Give him a reroll. Give him a reroll. One time, just for the content.
Well, if somebody wants to use their inspiration, and
you can take an inspiration. Okay. One more time.
Cool. Thank you. Flavor. Let's see if I can.
For the book.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a hit.
To hit it? All right.
The speed is zero.
In response, out of the burden.
What?
Okay.
State. You can't run. What?
All right. So, oops, that's not.
No, he didn't die. I took the damage.
He didn't die.
I took the damage.
That was just a misclick. All right, so Roth is using an ability called Shoulder the Burden, which is a channel divinity that lets him take the damage that somebody else who's touching him has received. So Roth, take 10 damage.
Yep, I got it.
All right, how is that flavored then? How are you doing this?
I drop my shield to the ground, and I just step between in the small slot that there is, and I just take the damage. Hold on.
Noctis just looks at you and goes like, dude.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Blink's gonna kind of like catch his eye and be like, right?
And Roth is just standing in front of the door like this without a shield.
And unless something happens, we're going to say that the last remaining hunter dwarf manages to scuttle away.
Can
almost
I,
falling down over himself.
So he took the damage, but he didn't. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm gonna say, just for flavor's sake, that basically you went to clock him as he was leaving, and
All right.
it's gonna hit Roth instead. So Roth's movement is zero.
There you go. Perfect.
I do want to message that dwarf while he's still in message range.
Okay.
So as he's running away, he hears in his head. I suggest you run very far, and if you tell anyone what happened here, don't worry, we'll find you. There are more tentacles where that came from.
The creepiest character ever.
Okay, that kicks us out of combat.
Drop this. How do I drop things? I don't actually know. Oh, there we go.
I have things to say, but I need Michael to check a message.
Okay.
God damn it.
Check a message.
Just tell me if I'm good.
Yeah, totally.
Sick. Okay, couple things. First off, I'm going to talk to Noctis and I'm going to say, sorry, I don't kill. How much do you need to be full health-wise?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Let's see. About 26.
Take it all.
Oh, okay.
I'll lay on hands to give him 26 to full as like a somewhat good good faith.
Yeah, that does a lot to make Noctis not care so much anymore.
Yeah, I figured. Good faith there. I will start gathering the bodies of all of them. And my plan is to quietly go bury them and clean up the mess. I'll ask...
Before you do that, I would like to have a chat with the leader guy. Maybe not in here. You go outside.
Oh,
yeah, that's fair.
You said a chat with the who guy?
The dead one.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh,
okay.
I'm pretty sure Zariel's going to be like...
Speak with dead?
Yeah.
Fuck that body. Fuck that body.
I also will... yeah, if anybody wants to loot, loot. But then I'm going to drag everybody outside. And I'm going to bury them. And then I'll eventually ask the barkeep for a mop as well.
I mean, Roth is just going to dig like a 10 by what? 6 foot deep by 20 feet wide hole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So if you want to deal with these bodies, you are in the middle of a town, so you can't just, like, go outside and start digging up the road.
Shit.
If you do want to bury these properly, you're probably going to need a wagon or something, load them up, take them to the edge of town, or see if there's
a graveyard. I'll ask the bartender for a mop and a wagon.
maybe the coroner.
Can I, like... make a little head nod to Flint. I don't want to do this like in front of all these people, so can we like drag the main gunner guy out into an alley or something?
Yeah. Which sure. one? This one?
Yeah, I think so. That guy.
The guy who started it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just really quick.
Are you going to message me or are you going to just like...
I think maybe I give you a little like head nod and you know what I want.
Oh yeah, that's good. yeah, I do.
Before we go down that road, does anybody want to loot? Or bodies start getting moved?
Are there any more avian eggs?
No. There are no more avian eggs if you're going through the packet their packs and such.
Yeah, I
want to see. There is some money. I'll divvy up some money for you guys later. Aluni is absolutely going to loot that body.
Yeah. She's going
to
take
it down. I think Kenna will kind of limp over to me with the gun, and I'll grab it with my zero strength and not Aluni and hand it to her. I don't know if we...
She kind of clutches it and is just looking over it.
We talked about a mechanic to heal Kenna, and I don't know if we ever actually did anything, but can I, like, cut my hand and heal Kenna a little bit or something?
You guys can take a short rest now, and she can
I got it.
She's got hit dice now.
Yeah, true. Okay. I want to talk to this guy before Roth, like, goes all Rothy on it, so I'm going to...
Yep. You got it right.
Do that first.
I'll just, like, hold...
I can't drag him out, but let's pretend Michael. We're outside.
Yeah.
Michael, Roth doesn't want any money or anything off of these guys.
Okay.
If you give stuff, don't give me anything.
Yeah.
All right. I'll divvy it up separately.
So you drag the body back out with Zariel and say, like, we'll have to deal with Roth later.
That was weird. I mean, no weirder than we are, but, like, from him, that's weird.
Yeah. I expected him to bomb. Yeah, let's talk later.
Yeah.
Noctis just wanders up to the bar and steals the sleeping guy's beer, starts drinking it. He's like calling out to a loony who's leading the bodies. It's like, does stuff happen to you guys often?
And Looney says, well, you never know. I mean, sometimes it does, but sometimes it doesn't. So, like, it depends on the day and the time and the weather. But yeah.
Yeah, it just follows me.
It's her fault.
It doesn't have anything to do with me. It just finds me. I don't know.
Well, I suppose it keeps things interesting anyway.
The tentacles are a new one, though. I haven't seen you do those. I mean, I see plenty of tentacles from Zariel, but coming out of the floor like that, that's a new one for you. How did you do that?
You know, it just kind of came to me. Like, something in my head was like, I think there are tentacles on the floor, and they just came up.
Hmm. Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, if you fight any more of these, check them my way. And she picks up and shows the shots, the ammo for the weapon. And there are two distinct kinds.
I'll look at Flint. Are any of those inside you? You good?
I don't know. Are you like, tell me.
Profusely bleeding?
Maybe I'm like peppered in little shots.
Can I make
definitely it peppered up good.
Blood with my. I don't know if
some medical care.
We're so good at that.
Yeah, we're. That's not our specialty.
Yeah.
Baloney well, can help with some medicinal.
Yeah.
Help. Picking beads out, shots. Pellets. She's already figuring out ways that she can modify the gun to shoot different things.
Oh.
She's like, you know, if I fill these cartridges with acid, I could extend the range of my acid attack. Hmm.
Pretty helpful.
Miss Merritt's further study. Hey, make sure you get the other one.
Because there were two. All right. So, okay, you guys are doing your treatments. Go ahead and take a short rest. By the way, David, what we do in our game is I don't hold it to an hour for a short rest. I kind of keep it like Baldur's Gate, where you can just take a short rest if you have a breather. But you can only do it twice before you have to take a long rest to get the full benefits.
Cool.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't hurt. I don't know why I just rolled my dice.
Oh. I'll spend my dice, I think. Aluni's not going to heal me, right? She's just going to like... Because I think I'm going to take hit dice instead.
Yeah, we should short rest.
Yeah, let's save a potion.
All the rolls.
That is kind of great. And then the next one, though, not going to be so great. Oh, I'm going to Features.
Okay. Quick rest to make sure no one's, like, profusely bleeding. And then I will take this guy out to the alley.
All right. And Oscar is going to hand you a mop broth with a kind of a shaking hand a little bit.
Yeah, what are the other people doing?
Well, they are... Well, the ones who are staying here get back to their rooms post-haste. And the ones who are not all basically clear out.
Let Aluni deal with the bartender fallout, maybe?
anybody who's out here, Flint's just going to say, hey, they started it.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. What were we supposed to do?
Amazing.
Anybody,
like, whatever you say, whatever you say, I don't want any trouble.
That's right.
Dude, the Aluni rumors are going to go wild.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I feel so bad. Like the plague.
She's gonna like they're gonna come in and we'll just say Aluni did all of it.
Yeah.
She just did all of this single-handedly, I don't know.
He did a lot of heavy lifting.
Alright. Are we gonna talk to the guy now?
turned off your sword. Yep. Okay.
I tried to turn it off myself. Did it not work?
There's a certain way you got to do it. Damn. I took care of it.
Okay.
So, all right, this speak with dead. The corpse animates briefly and regards you intently.
Boldly.
What do you wish to ask?
Does anyone else have this tracking pendant on us?
No. Just Gregor.
I appreciate you doing it in the Baldur's Gate voice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just Gregor? Who's Gregor?
One of my men.
Okay, I got it. He wasn't the one holding the pendant. Okay. What were you going to do with the egg?
Okay. Yeah, we got the egg. Yeah.
Sell it. Delicacy.
Two more questions. Flint, do you have any other questions in particular?
Are there any more eggs at camp?
Just the one.
Do you feel like a big fucking idiot now that you're dead because of this?
A little bit.
That was maybe not the best use of the last question, but...
It was good.
I think you got everything you needed.
Yeah. I had two questions that I really cared about, so...
I guess the only other thing could have been how does the tracking work, or where, or can the tracking be used for other items?
Or did you kill all those avians?
I think that we did that, but
yeah, it's obvious.
I think we assumed that.
Did we see the tracking device in the loot?
It was, yeah. If you went through the guy who was holding up the pendant. It looks like it was simply a material component for a spell.
Yeah, I got that it. Was got using. Yeah, sure.
The pendant itself doesn't appear to be magical.
Okay.
Aside from being a focus.
Right.
And that is why I asked repeatedly, who is carrying the egg? Because one of us is immune to tracking spells.
Mm.
But the rest of us are not.
Oh, shit.
True.
That's true.
Maybe that'll click now.
Who wants the bag of holding in the future?
Yeah. It's probably the one bag I can carry because I'm weak as hell, but that's...
I was going to say, sorry.
Yeah, that's fair.
For context, Zarya was being, hunted by her people because she left, and so now she has, a tracking cloak so that they can't find her.
Helpful.
So we don't get fasted again.
Very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we worked hard for that one.
Okay, so when did Roth go back to normal? You vaulted over the rail, and that was weird. And then you attacked...
Yep.
It's when my round didn't kill anyone. It was the last one I didn't kill. So it was I vaulted over and then I hit somebody and then it didn't kill.
Right.
And then that was it.
Oh, and then you relax and then you apologize and said, "Sorry, I don't kill people."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Nock just do one of those "Sorry, I don't kill people," then he just looks over at the dead body.
Yeah, he wants to
I didn't really get a chance to say it at the time, but he was about to interject again.
Never once, just twice.
I never killed three people. That's what I meant. I don't kill three people.
In the same 30 seconds of my life.
Okay.
One per day is allowed.
Speed run killing.
Hey, Flint.
One kill seemed to trigger.
What are we going to do about Roth? Should we tell him that he killed people, or just leave that for now? Maybe we should talk about it.
I think... You think we should ask him? I don't think he knows he did it.
I think maybe we should ask him what happened, and then we can go from there.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, okay. We'll help Roth with his wagon.
I'm taking all of the bodies. I guess I'll mop first. I take all the bodies, I put them all in a wagon, and then I go take the wagon down to wherever the cemetery or the edge of town is. I dig a big hole with lots of bodies. But then I do lay them all out separately. Then I bury them all, then I say a little prayer, and then I look up.
And then it's morning, because it took you 7 hours.
It's going to take forever.
Are you going to help, Zariel? You do have Mold Earth.
Yeah.
Roth will not take help on that. He will dig the whole goddamn
thing. What's happening is, like, I don't know, maybe we're all here, maybe Noctis and Olimi, like, hung out with the bartender to chill him out or something.
Noctis is still in the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think probably Zariel and Flint just follow, at least Zariel will, just follow him.
Yeah.
And just sit and watch him all night doing this, basically.
I also think, Kelly, if you'll.
We'll do that.
Kelly, if you allow it, I feel like every like couple of like shovels, like you do you move a little bit of earth, like to keep the process going.
Sweet as Kelly,
his back is turned.
Yeah.
Throw a bunch of dirt.
Mostly, we just let him
there all night.
Sir.
Okay, so Roth looks up. It's morning now.
It's probably fucking morning.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, brutal. This
is by the tavern and is like, what the fuck happened? They're not here.
Roth, give me a constitution saving throw, DC 15.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, that's the abilities. Where's my saves? On my
hot the ability, and then it'll give you a
will it give
save
me?
Or,
oh, okay, cool.
It'll give
thanks.
You a choice.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
Okay.
I know what happened.
You're fine. Yep. Oh, no exhaustion for you.
Yay!
Sometime around like 2 a.m., I'll look at Flint and say, if you need to go back and talk to Artemis, you can. She's probably looking for you.
Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
If not just for there, he would disagree.
He will say, you know, nothing ever happened with Artemis.
Okay. Thanks. Do you wish it did?
It was a long time ago. She taught me a lot. It saved my life. Might be a little too much to add at the moment, honestly.
That's so, fair.
I guess I could say yes.
But now that you're here, I'm not so sure.
Oh my god. I'll blush a little. With my ghostly pale skin.
It turns rose.
Yeah. Well, I think we have some time to unpack that.
Yeah, I'll give it some time.
Let's get through the night, and maybe tomorrow will be better.
Eluni trumps up, kind of muttering under her breath a little bit. And she pulls out her wagon and plops it on the ground a little put out and starts doing what she does to make it enlarge.
She says, well, yeah, I guess even though we're good friends, we're not welcome back in that establishment for a while until things cool off, so I guess we better camp out here.
Hey, what do you think about...
Apparently it's bad for business when people bleed all over the place.
Yeah, what do you think Denwick's gonna do? I'm assuming we caught his name.
Yeah, if assuming you asked her... Who he was.
Yeah, so I think Flint's gonna say something like, "I'm not sure we would have been welcome back there anyway." With Fenwick being a regular, he seemed to have it out for you.
She says, "Oh, yeah, good point. Well, I can't say I blame him."
How was he involved?
I'd rather not talk about it, if you don't mind.
And with that, she's uncharacteristically silent as she finishes setting up her tent, or her wagon deal, and then she goes inside and closes the door and locks it.
So we all have to sleep out here in the cemetery.
What time is that at?
Pretty much.
For this, I guess.
Well, yeah, I would say about probably around 2 in the morning.
I mean, we can try a long rest. Ish. Or we can... Yeah.
Tell me, so you're at the... wherever the bodies are buried in this town. So just off of the cemetery. I'm sure there's an area of pauper's graves for people who can't afford to have a headstone or anything like that. Probably more of those than there are regular graves here. So you're close by. You can see the town, but it's definitely on the outskirts.
That's probably for the best. Let's stay here for the night so that Fenwick doesn't bring a gang.
Yeah, I think this is the last place they would look for us, to be totally honest. I think we sleep in shifts while we watch Roth continue to dig.
Yeah, I've got some winter cloaks and stuff that we can spread out.
I do, before we go to bed, I want to say, I'll catch Flint one more time and just say, I used to feel that way about Ildan too, for what it's worth, and I don't think I do anymore.
He just silently looks and goes, his eyes just get bigger, and he nods. But inside, he feels all tingly.
Some butterflies.
Old earth to dig a grave.
Yeah, maybe we should go to sleep. Yeah, it's... Who's going to take first watch? I can take first watch.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody's got to keep Roth company.
And I think Flint's going to, like, dig out something from the pouch
of Marta's. Doesn't have the pouch. Okay, so Flint's going to scroll through. He's going to pull out Marta's book and scroll through and see if he can find, like, a little tobacco recipe out of there and use the herbs that he got from what's-her-name in the healing lady. It's basically just going to, like, pop out a pipe and sit down, tap it in, and stare at Roth while some little smokes go up the pipe.
This music is perfect for this moment.
Thank you.
I was listening to it.
Yeah, you've got some shade leaf that you liberated from Waypoint Manor. And yeah, there's you have some extra little things that you add for flavor, that menthol feel a little bit. And yeah, you smell this pleasing aroma wafting across the camp.
I'm guessing Noctis is here too, or were you allowed to stay in the
Noctis is not there. Noctis stayed in the bar. He has some, no pun intended, burning questions for the bartender. But also, from Noctis's point of view, you guys, like, just left. But we had an agreement to get to Klee Saddle, and nobody invited me to come with them. So he's just like, okay, well, I guess we got to Klee Saddle. So.
No, I think we wouldn't explain what was happening, and you can come if you want.
I mean, yeah, we can go with that, but
we'll have to track you down.
But then we'll need to rewind time because I have to ask the bartender something before we leave.
Oh, we can do that. Time is not real when we're talking. With so many timey-wimey stuff happens in this campaign.
I think Aluni will let you know where we're going to meet up later.
Whatever time you want to come.
Yeah,
that's fine. Maybe I'll hang out in the bar anyway, just so I don't have to dig any graves. That sounds like hard work.
That sucks. Well, there's only one person doing the graves, just by the way. Everybody's just chilling.
Well, one in a corner.
By his own insistence. Yeah.
Fair enough. So while you guys are gone, Noctis is drinking this guy's beer that he stole from the sleeping guy. And he wants to catch one of the bartender's eyes. And say, so, you seen any firestormers around here lately?
God, what a smooth ask. Oh, like butter. David,
he looks at you.
Point of clarification. David, what's your charisma?
Oh, my charisma's none at all.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page here. I thought I knew.
He's a monk. He's just like, I see a thing, I gotta go do it. He's not that subtle.
But nobody knows this yet.
So he looks at you as if you said, have you seen the unicorn that flew out of my ass? He's like, are you sure you didn't get hit in the head there, buddy? Do you need the services of an apothecary?
He's like, well, my ears are ringing a little bit from that shotgun, but no, I think he's around somewhere. If you see him, I'd advise you to stay the hell away. Anyway, and he takes the last swig of that guy's beer. Oh, go ahead.
He thinks for a minute, and he said, you know, now that you mention it, he says, there was a guy who came in a couple of nights ago, tall, really tall, must have been 6.5 feet at least. And he left scorch marks on his on the chair, ruined a perfectly good chair. See, and he kind of gestures you over to an area near the back of the establishment, and sure enough, there's this like scorched ring where the wood where one of the chairs would have been sitting was like toasted. There's a little bit of soot there, as if something very, very hot was just like smoldering there for a while.
Yeah, Noctis is going to look at it.
I was wondering.
That's the outline of Firestormer's ass for sure.
He says, "No shit, really." Damn, I should have asked for an autograph.
Don't engage. So, what did he say? Did he say anything? Did he tell you where he was going? What he was doing in town? Anything?
He didn't say much. Just asked for an ale. And then he asked what direction Hotbog was in. And I told him it was up north. I told him that he was going to need a guide or something, because especially this time of year, you know, the avians are out in full force right now. This is not the time to be going through there unless you know somebody who's got the migration patterns down. He just told me he'd be fine and left it at that. He drank his ale, left me a gold piece, which was really nice, and just headed out. So, of course, I had to use some of that gold just to pay for the chair.
Well, that was very helpful. Thanks. And he had originally got one gold piece out of his purse to give to the guy, but once he heard that the Firestormer gave him one gold piece, he's like, "I'm going to give you two gold pieces. Here you go." He goes back in for another gold piece. He said, "Thanks. That was very helpful." And then I think that is about the time that he will. Yeah. That is about the time when he will go and rejoin the rest of the party then at the cemetery.
When we found that packer, whatever they're called, of avians, they were burned, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had been burned, yeah.
Okay. Just a note. It could have been that the dwarves burned them, because maybe they normally do that, but...
Damn, that last question to that guy could have been clutch.
Yeah. Damn it. We have many more bodies here if we want to ask them.
Is it a cantrip to speak with dead?
It's like a... I think I can do it.
Third level? She has an invocation that lets her cast it at will.
Oh, okay.
So I can just keep doing it, I think.
Oh, it's a freebie. Freebie.
Do you want to ask them more questions?
I mean, I'm digging graves. I'm busy.
Noctis, do you want to ask them any more questions?
No, I don't really know anything about what the fuck they showed up for or whatever, so... I'm good. I don't mind that they ended up unalived, but... He's just like, whatever. I was just fighting with my traveling companions, so...
It's fine. It's probably fine. Okay, we have to talk to Roth before we end. Like, I have to know.
Unless anybody else has other things to do, I do have an ending for us.
Of course you do.
Okay.
So we don't even have to talk to you? You're just going to...
No, you don't. So you can try to talk to me if you want. Sorry.
Go on.
Roth, what happened back there?
So I'll just, when I'm done, I'll say nothing. I'll say nothing. I'll just be silent. When I'm done with all of the graves and I've done like a little prayer, I'm just going to sit, monk style. Just like sit in like meditative pose here. Eyes closed. Just like shallow breathing. And then I assume everybody kind of gets up with the sun. So as the sun is coming up on the horizon and everybody, you know, gets up and probably wanders over towards me, I will, maybe I should do this in game. I won't. I will go ahead and pull out the Pokeball, and it'll be glistening in the sun, and I'll say, come on out. And before you appears Bortos, and I'll say, go ahead.
Oh my god.
And he'll say, well, all right, it was me. David, for context, Bortos is a massive killer. He murders
a serial killer, a literal serial killer.
He kills everything that he ever sees. I will say, I think we're still working out some of the kinks here, with this stone here. And then I will dismiss Bortos immediately.
Yeah, that's good.
He possessed you?
He possessed me for about 30 seconds. Maybe a little less.
Okay, do you remember? I'm talking to
Robbie. I remember when I calmed down, I knew what happened. Okay. In the moment, I didn't know because he took me over. I was able to...
Before?
No. First time.
Did he do anything that we haven't... He did mostly Roth stuff, I think.
He was able to tap into, like, my basic abilities.
Yeah.
He did lay on hands, but the rest of it was just pure shield and, you know, smite. Like,
yeah.
That does seem like a Bortos move you pulled in there. I won't remind
The grabbing especially, yes.
The grapple, the full grapple. Also, the first thing he did was
challenge. He was a strangler.
First thing he did was throw the first punch out of nowhere, and he also did a challenge, so he used a whole divinity slot for a guy who was obviously going to attack him the whole time. So, not like a lot of thinking or anything. A lot of just go for it and just, use everything Bortos you can. Before you get caught. So, that's where I'll...
I like it.
Perfect. I'll give you a little context, David. Since it's past 11, I'll send it to you in a message, but you'll get a kick out of this when you understand what the hell we're talking about.
Delightful.
Yeah. Cool.
That was not what I expected, to be honest.
Yeah. No, it wasn't what I was thinking either.
Yeah.
Felt like we needed to spice it up a little bit. It felt right.
I liked it.
Yeah. I went a little rogue.
Super great.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to point out that Bortos wanted to kill many of the people here at some point. So.
Oh, my God. Bortos.
Roth-Walt like situation.
Yeah, David, just for, like, quick context, the 30 dozen, the 12 people, the Pokeball and everything, like, they all were in the dagger, and they all, like, were living lives in the dagger. And Bortos's, like, sick obsession was murdering everybody, but especially, like, some of the weaker members. And in the knife, you get, like, rebirthed over and over again. So, like, he would keep killing
people. You can't really die permanently.
And then they would come back, and it was, like, fucked.
He was
like, we're on the same side, like you dick. He's an asshole.
But he had the urge, man. He has that dark urge to kill.
Dark urge. You gotta be careful with that dark urge. Yeah. But anyway.
Hey, awesome. D&D, we're
back. Great, yep. Great session.
Hell yeah, this is a lot of fun.
Very good, yeah.
Very, I love
very,
it.
Very good.
Good to try all our new stuff.
Thank you.
All right, next, are we thinking, do we want to see when Sheila can actually meet?
I asked her to let me know.
I can't do next Thursday. My parents are coming, so they're going to be.
Yeah, like, I'm out Wednesday on, actually.
I could do Monday or Tuesday.
I can probably swing a Monday or Tuesday.
I can do either of those.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, I think I can too.
We should ask Sheila then.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll give her a choice between Monday and Tuesday then.
Okay.
Okie dokie. I asked her if she could let us know what she prefers, but I think she's in a rehearsal.
Yes, sir.
So. Okay, excellent. Well, good game, everybody.
Great game.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. So good to see you.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Thanks.
See you next week. Bye. Yeah.